This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In a 2015 study by the Pew Research Center, 89% of cell phone owners said they used their phones during the last social gathering they attended, but they weren't happy about it. 82% of adults felt that the way they used their phones in social settings hurt the conversation. Republicans have had their largest majority in the House of Representatives since Herbert Hoover was president during the Great Depression, yet they seem hopelessly divided. Center for Disease Control statistics suggest that shooting homicides in schools have held firmly across the last two decades, ranging for the most part between 15 and 30 per year. With well over 100,000 primary and secondary schools in the United States, the odds of any one of them coming under assault seem minuscule. Separatists in Catalonia won a parliamentary majority in an election cast as a referendum on independence, though it was unclear whether they had enough of a mandate to break away from Spain. The Pope told a joint meeting of Congress, as four Supreme Court justices sat in the front row, that capital punishment should be abolished, a position long held by the Catholic Church. Advertisers say the biggest hurdle in selling to millennials 18 to 34 years of age is that they spend so much time on mobile devices, particularly phones. According to the research from ComScore, millennials spend 41% of their media time on mobile devices, compared with 34% of those from 35 to 54, and 16% of those 55 and older. In decreasing childhood mortality, sanitation is key. For sanitation, one measure has long been the number of toilets built. But in India, most toilets built by the government are soon abandoned by the recipients. And even when sewage makes it into the toilets there, most of the resulting effluent is dumped untreated into rivers and streams. The country's sanitation problems are leading to a huge increase in the development of multi-drug resistant bacteria that are spreading around the world. Cost of achieving all of the United Nations development goals is estimated $3 trillion. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.